A major force in American popular music has died. Marvin Hamlisch wrote music for The Sting and A Chorus Line and for dozens of other movies, TV specials, and musicals. He was 68. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation of a man who conquered the world of American entertainment, winning an Oscar, Grammy, Emmy, and a Tony.
Marvin Hamlisch won just about every award there is, sometimes more than once. For The Sting, Hamlisch adapted Scott Joplin rags. That won him an Oscar and sparked a Joplin revival. One Academy Award would have been a major victory for a composer who was just shy of his 30th birthday. But in 1974, Marvin Hamlisch won two other Oscars for original song and original score for The Way We Were.
Misty watercolor memories of the way we were.
Three Oscars in 1 year. And to think that was before Singular Sensation. Every song in A Chorus Line is considered a winner.
One thrilling combination, every move that she makes. One smile and suddenly nobody else will do.
Marvin Hamlisch's music tells as much of a story as Edward Kleban's lyrics, says Donna McKechnie, who played Cassie in the original Broadway cast. McKechnie remembers when choreographer Michael Bennett sat the entire cast down to hear, for the first time, one of the songs from A Chorus Line.
And Marvin played at the piano at the ballet. It was so stunning for all of us. And I thought, I knew immediately when I heard that now we're into something good, because that is the most beautiful song to convey the simple, you know, everyday feelings of a dancer.
Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet. I was pretty.
I was happy.
I would love to at the ballet.
Imagination, energy, and passion. Donna McKechnie says Marvin Hamlisch seemed to have an endless supply. She says they were even planning a concert together before he died. Marvin Hamlisch grew up playing music. His dad was an accordionist and a band leader. When he was 7, he went to Juilliard. In 1987, Marvin Hamlisch sat down at the piano with NPR's Scott Simon.
And my big thing at Juilliard, now this is true, because I had not really taken many piano lessons up to that point, was not that I could play Bach or Beethoven. My thing was that I could play Goodnight Irene in any key. So I'd come in, they'd say, what are you going to play? I said, right? I said, what else do you do? I go, between that and my Lord Fauntleroy suit, I got in.
Why didn't you want to play Little League or something? Why was it so important to go to Juilliard at age 7?
You don't understand something. My fantasy was to be the guy, say, in center field, and you hear, he's going back, Hamlisch, he's dancing, and the people, you know what I mean? That's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a baseball, I love baseball, so, but that's not what I do. That's not my gift.
No, Marvin Hamlisch, your gift was to knock it out of the ballpark with melodies that will make people cheer for a very long time. Marvin Hamlisch died Monday. He was 68. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.